Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A Ku Klux Klan Kleagle called on the Ashland Weekly Tidings on March 22, 1922, to refute reports the Klan had anything to do with a necktie party the previous week at Table Rock. The story did not give details of the Table Rock crime, but in those days, necktie party referred to a hanging or lynching. The Kleagle, H.E. Griffith, also disputed reports the Klan had sent threatening letters to several people in Ashland. He said the letters did not carry the Klan letterhead, but copies had been turned over to a fingerprint expert for the purpose of running down the culprits. To quote the Oregon Encyclopedia, in the 1920s, racism, religious bigotry, and anti-immigrant sentiments were deeply entrenched in the laws, culture, and social life of Oregon, and few Oregonians questioned the Klan's doctrines of white supremacy, Protestantism, and 100% Americanism. In the Kleagle's words, the Klan was a regular, fraternal, patriotic, benevolent order standing unqualifiedly for pure Americanism, protection of pure womanhood, free speech and press, free public schools, restricted immigration, white supremacy, and law and order. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.